of course, they're going to tell us the opposite. I saw an ad in last week's East Bay Express that offers a knee-jerk denial of this with no evidence. It said, localism is about equity. It's about giving everybody a piece of the pie. I'm sorry, we're not even going to be able to lick the plate. It's about leveling the playing field. We at the Oakland Bay Sustainable Business Alliance don't volunteer every day just so people with disposable income can buy cool things. No, they volunteer every day to serve their masters. And it ain't the earth. And an article in the same issue lauds the notion of sweeping away the po' folks, without saying this, of course, preferring to pretend that how cities got cleansed is irrelevant. Apparently, folks in the middle and upper echelons of paid remuneration by power, they just want to move on. They've grown accustomed, even fond, of the crooked roads. It's a fait accompli, after all. Quote, in Oakland and other cities, local entrepreneurs have taken it upon themselves to create commercial corridors. And near where I live, there used to be this car wash. I don't know if it was locally owned, but it sure was locally run. And it was a little hub, right? A lot of folk, black folk, hung out there. But that wasn't the kind of business that they wanted there. So, of course, it's gone. So it's not a celebration of all, it's a celebration of, you know, what serves the ultimate vision. See, we got to know what we want. They know what they want, so they can start, they can craft it little by little. So what did this ad, what did this article say? It says that, you know, he's celebrating that the local Oakland districts are flourishing. And it's a welcome turnaround, he says, from the unfortunate shift that began in the 60s and 70s with the birth of suburban shopping. And so he's celebrating the fact that, you know, they want the cities back. I wrote about that in Waking Up. So he's saying, welcome turnaround from that shift that began in the 60s and 70s. This is Robert Gammon, Buy Local Comes of Age, East Bay Express, June 11 to 17, 2014. But how about that unfortunate foreclosure? He discreetly doesn't want us to think negatively. But nonetheless, how about that unfortunate foreclosure crisis of the early 21st century? Now that they don't need us in the factories, they're encouraging the middle classes to all become craftsmen and serve up neat stuff. It's either that or serving up hamburgers. We choose. So folks with more money moving into all those foreclosed homes and businesses, as wealth is upcirculated, might even be a healthy churning. And all those upcirculating opportunities tacitly, no noise, deepen hierarchy as a subject gift to power. Metaphorical fanning with the palm frond, locally and globally. Let's never forget with whose suffering the middle ranks get the good life. They'll be allowed to pretend it's not on the suffering of their brothers and sisters in Asia, in Africa, the Middle East, and Central and South America. And thus betrayal made palatable with the message spread that the churn is a good thing to be applauded. No matter that power, whose coffers are so big they don't know what to do with them, orchestrated it. And this is a global phenomenon. Although chewing on the global scene is not what they want we commoners to be doing. Because the supremacy game has not gone away, is still being played. Aren't we tired of rooting for them so-called leaders playing the game of supremacy? Aren't we tired of living our lives like we're in a dream? You can almost see that moment at age 3 when children start to fall asleep. Give up. Oh well, I must be wrong. We're not here to actually live. anyway, has not gone away. It's that supremacy game is still being played. And the souls lost in that abyss can never reach satisfaction. So cheap food, cheap hands, cheap brains will still be needed to feed it, that abyss. And that would leave us with but a more desperate version of what we have now. And a freshly bred, new-minted, naive generation, more trapped than ever before.